Next item on the agenda, Tri-County Forum, 082273. Mr. Nykerk.
Tri-County Farms Incorporated is requesting authorization to remove an existing timber jetty and breakwater and to construct a 100-foot-long timber jetty, a 290-foot-long open pile pier with an attached wave baffle, 50 linear feet of timber bulkhead, a 10-foot wide by 32-foot long floating pier, and in addition, they seek authorization to initially dredge and excavate a total of 416 cubic yards of sandy, subaqueous, and beach material from a 50-foot by 75-foot area adjacent to the proposed bulkhead to provide maximum depths of minus 3 feet at mean low water, and also to maintenance dredge the area on an as-needed basis for a period of 5 years, with the sandy dredge material placed along the intertidal beach immediately downdrift of the boat launch area at their best boatyard facility situated along the Rappahannock River off State Route 639 in Middlesex County. Similar to the last one, this project requires coastal primary sand dunes and beaches permit, and in this case also a subaqueous permit. This is the vicinity map. The project is located along the Rappahannock River, approximately a mile and a half down from the town of Urbana. This is the town of Urbana, Urbana Creek, Rosegill property. This property is located right about where the arrow is. Rappahannock River's out here, the Route 3 Norris Bridge. It's a little closer view of the topographic map. I included this so you could see that the area is very shallow inshore. This is the 6-foot contour line there. This is a 2007 aerial ortho photo. This image does not show some of the recent pier extensions. I do have some more recent aerials that will depict that. This is an aerial taken about 10 days ago. Facility currently includes a long L-shaped pier with 10 wet slips on the inboard side. That also has an attached wave baffle. There's a concrete boat ramp, 3 jetties, a travel lift area, a forklift boat launch area, and the upland improvements include this boat storage facility here. All of this is to support a boat launch and retrieval operation that takes place right in this area. This is a closer view. This one's centered on the boat launch area. The owner of the facility, Mr. Glenn Bunch, states in a letter accompanying his application that the current launch area becomes very congested when 3 or 4 boats arrive at the same time. He believes the expansion will allow him to handle 4 or more boats at the same time. He explains that the proposed jetty and wave baffle are needed to provide some protection from waves generated by northerly winds. And he adds that a dangerous situation often develops when numerous people are returning to the facility at the same time if winds pick up in the afternoons. Essentially, this is the existing area here. What he'd like to do is expand it down this direction. I've got his plan view drawings that will show that. This is a vicinity map that was provided with the application. This is an overall plan view drawing showing the proposed work. There are more detailed drawings to follow. This shows the boat storage facility here. This is the plan view drawing showing the existing structures. And this is a ground shot showing the existing structures. This is the forklift launch area. The travel lift uses this area over here. This jetty here is proposed to be removed, and this pad will be extended over to the left-hand side of the stream, which is upstream direction. This is a plan view drawing. I've highlighted some of the work to be done. In yellow is the proposed dredge, and in this case, it's also some excavation of the beach. The concrete pad would be expanded over in this direction. The jetty that's located here would be removed. A new jetty would be constructed along this proposed 290-foot pier. And after the jetty, there would be a wave baffle that's attached to the pier, which would provide for calmer conditions on the inboard side of this pier where they intend to lay boats that are either awaiting or have recently been launched. I added this just to show the existing and proposed work so you can see exactly what's going on. This is the wave baffle to be, or the jetty to be removed, which is currently located right here. So this area is the new work. The excavation, pier, jetty, and bulkhead portions of the project will impact approximately 3,000 square feet of jurisdictional beach. Middlesex County has not yet adopted the Beaches and Dunes Ordinance, which was made available to them by virtue of recent code changes that became effective on July 1 of 2008. As a result, the Commission is charged with acting as the Local Dunes and Beaches Board pursuant to Chapter 14, Subtitle 3 of Title 28.2 of the Code. The remainder of the project, including the dredging and subaqueous portions of the jetty, the floating pier, the open pile pier with the attached wave baffle, all of that requires Commission authorization under Chapter 12 of Title 8, 28.2. Cross-section of the proposed bulkhead. The concrete pad would be located landward of this bulkhead. This is a cross-section of the proposed 290-foot open pile pier with the attached wave baffle. You'll note that this cross-section shows it would be 1 foot off of the bottom. This is the cross-sectional drawing of the dredge and excavation area. You can see a large portion of the project is actually either intertidal or beach material. It's also sandy material. Only 41 cubic yards of the proposed 417 cubic yards to be dredged is channelward of low water. To help mitigate for the impact of the beach area, Mr. Bunch proposes to place the sandy dredge material on the downstream side of the facility. Since it's anticipated that regular maintenance dredging of this area will be required, placing the sandy dredge material on the downstream side of the piers and jetty should serve to bypass the facility and allow the sand to continue to move down the shoreline. It's a cross-section of the proposed placement. He's intending to place it above mean low water and let the wind and waves move it along the beach. The predominant longshore drift appears to be in the downstream direction, which is to the right side of the facility as you're looking at the aerials there. Plan view drawing depicting the placement of the sandy dredge material will be placed along this beach, downdrift of the existing long pier that's there now. Again, this is another recent aerial, so the sandy dredge material will be placed along here. This is where the proposed work is. This is a ground shot from the pier looking back at the existing facilities. This here is the travel lift launch area. This is the forklift launch area. This is the jetty to be removed. No comments were received to the public notice and our notification of the adjoining property owners. In their report dated April 20th, 2009, Virginia Institute of Marine Science reiterates the site is not well suited for marina operations. They state that the proposed dredging and structures should be deemed necessary for safe navigation and marina operations with no other less impacting alternatives feasible. They state that the beach disposal of the dredge material is appropriate if the material is coarse grain sand and free of contaminants. They note that the Chesapeake Bay Preservation Act requires all activities that are not water dependent be located outside of the 100-foot buffer area adjacent to wetland and beach areas. And they state that all fuel facilities should incorporate automatic shutoff valves and have spill contingency plans. Finally, they state that there should be methods to ensure against the discharge of toxic pollutants, including the efficient collection of materials associated with boat maintenance operations. It's a ground shot showing the existing beach area. Pad would be extended to here, and this area will be excavated out to create the launch area. Another view looking back the other direction. This is where the pad would be extended. This would be the extension of the launch area. The health department states that the project is in compliance with their sanitary regulations for marinas and boat moorings. The Department of Conservation and Recreation does not anticipate the project will adversely affect any of their programs. Although the Division of Chesapeake Bay Local Assistance noted the applicability of the Chesapeake Bay Act requirements that are regulated by the local government. These are a couple of drawings that images I pulled off of the facility's website just to show some of the existing operations and to show you that they do use both the travel lift and the forklift. This here is the boat storage building. Another aerial looking upstream. The structures will not encroach on any public or privately leased shellfish planting grounds. There is public ground number one, Baylor Ground, but it's located approximately 1,500 feet offshore. On their previous application, the commission approved the project with several conditions, including a stipulation that the wave baffle maintain a clearance of at least 2 feet between the substrate and the bottom to minimize adverse impacts on fish passage and sediment transport. And you also included a condition directing the permittee to immediately remove any structures damaged due to storms or waves, storms, winds, or waves. Final aerial. We still maintain reservations concerning the siting of a boating facility in such an exposed area. However, an upland boat storage operation with associated launch and retrieval operations is more appropriate than the in-water storage of boats that had originally been contemplated by the applicant at this site. Staff also believes that the proposed expansion of the boat launch area is necessary to safely launch and retrieve multiple boats. We would encourage the applicant to continue working with Virginia's Clean Marina Program to incorporate all best management practices and strive for the Clean Marina designation. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1402-10B and 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, we recommend approval of the project with the inclusion of the following special conditions. That the wave baffle attached to the piers maintain a clearance of at least 2 feet between the bottom of the boards and the substrate. That the permittee agrees to immediately remove any damaged structures. That the permittee agrees to properly dispose any dredge or excavated material that is not coarse-grained sand on his upland property in a manner that would prevent its reentry into state waters. And finally, we're recommending a royalty of $18.45 for the dredging of the 41 cubic yards of subaqueous material at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. A royalty for the encroachment of the facilities over state-owned submerged land is not recommended since commercial facilities engaged in the business of selling or servicing watercraft are exempted from encroachment royalties under Section 28.2-1206B, I-3 of the Code of Virginia. Be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions of Mr. Neikert? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the VIMS report, it talks about the dredge material disposal areas for initial and future disposal needs should be clearly defined and designated. I note in your comments you do have some conditions that relate to spoil materials, mainly that if the spoils are not clean, that they would have a disposal plan essentially for those. Does that satisfy those?
Yes, we anticipate that it's going to be all sand. There is a chance they'll run into a peat layer in there, and if they do, that will need to be disposed of on the upland. We would typically have a on-site meeting prior to any dredging.
Okay.
Further questions? Thank you, Chip. Is the applicant representative present? Would you like to speak, sir?
Good morning.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You state your name for the record, please.
Brian Bunch.
Yeah,
one of the owners.
Yes, sir.
With hindsight, now this site has worked out very well as far as the small powerboat retrieval site. We figured the northeast direction was the main culprit from storms, and that main pier survived Isabel and the following hurricane, which proves a well-designed, massive timber pier can't do that, except for some decking boards.
Right.
And if we could just get a little up, you get more little blows from the northwest down the river than the other direction. And if we could just get a little protection from that side, we'd have a much safer base, a little basin there for, you know, retreating boats.
Okay. Any questions of Mr. Bunch? If approved, do you agree to all the conditions that are located within the permit stipulation?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Is anyone here in opposition to the plan? Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Holland.
Chairman, I move that we approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to approve staff recommendation. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Schick for the discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Bunch.